Scott with SJ, Wellfire.com, Final Days Report, episode 357. We're calling this VCast 8 Signs Before the Second Coming and or the Rapture. 8 Signs Before the Second Coming / Rapture. And put in the comments things I've missed. There's so many prophecies. I'm going to stick more to the big pictures, but I'm not going to cover, for example, the Euphrates River that's drying up. That's an end of days sign. Damascus being decimated. When that happens, you know the time is near. So there's so much I'm not going to cover. But before we start this, more of a Bible study, if you're in for the news, this is going to be more of a Bible study, just a heads up. But you need to ask this question. Why would Jesus write the book of Revelation if Christians weren't going to go through this tribulation? It's just a question. And you need to overcome. You need to endure to the end as you go through these signs. Endure to the end. Two things you need to endure or overcome. Ignore temptation of this world. Pastor Larry always talks about that. He does a Bible study once a week. Get out of the flesh, get into the spirit, he likes to say. And you need to withstand persecution and tribulation, not denying Jesus Christ, your love with Jesus Christ, and the Noahide laws that they're trying to push on us. Luke 21:36, end of days. Watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Right? Endure to the end. Matthew 24, verse 13. But he that shall endure unto the end, this is after all this, these issues that happen, tribulation, but that he shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. So put in the comments things that I have missed. Now, the first one I want to cover of the 8 end of day signs is lawlessness. Reminds me of the story in England, machetes in England, gangs running around, people being locked in their homes. And I had a dream of people surrounding homes with machine guns. You have the right to protect yourself, my friends. You don't want to be offensive, but you can be defensive. Remember, Jesus told his apostles, if you basically don't have a sword, sell a garment. And this lawlessness is by design. Bill Cooper, one of the first truthers that I think was taken out, he wrote the book Beyond a Pale Horse that basically included mind control shooters. They have to try to take away the guns. He talked about how they were going to give automatic weapons and these military guns to drug dealers to create chaos. And I remember when I first woke up years ago, I heard a testimony from somebody that grew up in the ghettos, and he said him and his buddies found a crate of machine guns. Somebody dropped off machine guns. Why? They want order out of chaos. They want lawlessness. Think of these gangs running to stores and just stealing everything and not getting persecuted or prosecuted. You can't make this up. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Especially when they start going after Christians, my friends. But I want to play this quick video. This is the only video I'm going to play of this woman talking about how they're arming the illegal aliens. And this appears to be in Europe.
Where she was offered a fat chunk of money to put these immigrants in her house, her property. Then a delivery came, a container. And she dared to open that container and saw that that container had guns in it. And the question was, back then, I thought,
they're arming these soldiers coming in. Again, I was kicked off TikTok from a video that I did showing 1,000 military-age Chinese men walking in straight military line, walking all the same. 1,000, one location in one night. We're being invaded. We're being invaded by design, my friends. And this reminds me of SEAL 2. Basically, if you read SEAL 2, it talks about taking peace from the earth, that they should kill one another. Many, many scholars think this is China and Russia and war taking peace from the earth. I think this is also neighbor against neighbor. This is the invasion that we're seeing. And I've had multiple dreams. This is an end of days Watchman News ministry. I've had multiple dreams of armed invaders. I'm not talking necessarily in military garb. Now, we're being invaded by China for sure. We've warned about that by design. But I'm talking about the people that are coming across the border. They're going to arm them, my friends. Pray against it. Pray they come to Christ. That was the solution in one of my dreams. All right, number two, the good book says, as the days of Noah, And probably 40 to 50% of our VCasts are about the pollution of the DNA, the seed war, Genesis 3, Genesis 6. Do your research there. Foundation Report episode 288 could be a good one at sjwellfire.com to do some homework on. But there's nanotech in everything. mRNA changes your DNA from the Lancet. We've covered that. All of this is optogenetics. And this optogenetics, which is mind controlism, with this nanotech that goes across the blood-brain barrier, activated by 5G, 6G that communicates at the cell level, all of this fits that last slide I talked about of lawlessness. And I think the Lord gave us the book of Enoch, a secondary book from the Bible, to really dive a little bit deeper into Genesis 3 and 6 to give some explanation thereof. So that could be something that you could actually look at. But you need to think about this. The fourth beast system in Daniel is iron mixed with clay, or I like to say graphene oxide mixed in you. I wrote a book about it. The seeds of men will not cleave. This is a seed war. They're trying to defile you. They're trying to ultimately steal your soul to create slaves if you can survive their nanotechnology. So check, 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 check. And a brother, a very gifted preacher, thinks as the days of Noah is more of like sudden calamity. And I think there's a portion to that. But to me, that's the wrath of God and judgment that will happen in the latter days of the last 3.5 years, where they'll be eating and drinking and marrying. You think about it, after the billions of people die from Steel 4 and World War 3 that we're on the verge of, everybody gets their universal basic income. They give free energy devices. The Antichrist is there, but it's those wicked Christians that need to be beheaded because they refuse to follow Noahide laws. That's how I think this whole thing's going to go down. It's just my speculation. Christians are going to be on the run. They will not be able to participate in society with ID 2020 that we always cover. They're going to be living in abandoned cars and out in fields. And they're going to be hunted by these mind-controlled slaves that lose their free will. But with supernatural protection, if you're worthy, God can take you out of anything. He can provide you manna and food. So you need to have faith, my friends, that you can get through this. And if it's your time, it's your time. You're going to go be with the king. You can't threaten me with a promotion to be with the king. I mean, the book is mathematically impossible to not be true if you do your due diligence and really study it with apologetics. So I think when people are marrying, eating, you know, just kind of chilling, living life, I think it's going to be during a time of fake peace. But Christians, we're going to be, you know, chased down with the Antichrist in power, getting married again with their universal basic income, maybe even living in Meta, who knows? And then God's going to pour out his wrath in the latter days. All right, number three is quite obvious. This, the wars and rumors and wars, famines, pestilence. It's almost like wars help cause famines and pestilence, right? But are we seeing right now with Israel, Zechariah 14? Because it's interesting. God, for I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle, and the city shall be taken, and the houses rifled, and the women ravished, and half the city shall go forth into captivity, and the residue of people shall not be cut off from the city. War. But it goes deeper than this, just war and Israel being surrounded. If you really dive deep into Daniel 7, some scholars think this is for today's time. It's a different vision. The eagle is the United States, lion is the UK, bear is Russia, and leopard, some think, is the EU or Germany. And I've heard others that I respect think this is more Middle Eastern nations. Where are the leopards? They're going to be subdued before this one world government comes into place. And if you think about the Deagle Report, many of these nations that are predicted in the Deagle Report, check out SJ Wellfire if you're not familiar with what that is. That's a think tank organization supposedly rumored to be linked to the Rockefellers that ultimately is going to destroy Western nations. And this fits Western nations getting being destroyed. We've covered rabbis saying Edom is the old Roman Empire, which is Europe and the United States, and Christianity ultimately is the main enemy of the Jews, which is somewhat laughable, right? Most Christians here in the United States are Zionist, and get caught up in the scripture, bless Israel and you'll be blessed, not understanding the true context that there's a new covenant. And if you're a Christian, that is Israel. Again, I've done a Bible studies on that, and I'll do another one. But Final Days Report, episode 152 as well, that's where we cover a dream that I had of just Chinese soldiers being allowed to be come in, and this has been proven over and over and over. You know, they need to collect on the debt that the Federal Reserve Bank and the U.S. government owes China. I remember 2 years ago that the Federal Reserve Bank flew a Chinese flag. I mean, this country has been sold out. It's time to wake up, my friends. All right, number four is this beast system, because Revelation 13 says you cannot buy or sell unless you get the mark of the beast in your forehead or right hand. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. We've covered the fake Trinity. This AI little guy wants to be omnipresent, right? Noah Harari, we can measure you under the skin. Free will is dead. 6G, 5G is the fake Holy Ghost. ID 2020, we've always talked about that, where that iconography slide, where you can't do anything without your ID 2020 that will somehow be linked to the mark of the beast and your DNA. And all your transactions will be part of blockchain, right? You'll be chained on this block, and it's this transhumanism agenda turning you into a wireless body area network, part of this hive mind. And they're going to promise you with this technology to give you a high IQ, to help Alzheimer's. They create Alzheimer's, and then they're going to cure it. They destroy your heart. We did a podcast with mRNA technology, and they're going to fix your heart with mRNA technology. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. And then central bank digital currencies is probably the mark of the beast money system that's programmable money that is beyond wicked. So this beast system is being built, and it's the stage is set for the Antichrist to come in and take power. All right, number five, Noahide laws to bring in order and ultimately behead Christians and anybody in sexual immorality. You need to think about this. After chaos, they need a framework for false light. So they're perverting everything on this wicked dark side. You need to think about a Freemason checkerboard. It's dark, dark, dark. So then they need to move us to false light. The Antichrist will be false light, and so many people will be desperate for a solution. What centralized authority will you be brought to? Synagogues, rulers, and kings for Christ's sake. So there'll be this one world government, the centralized system. And I found it interesting, the word synagogues, because it talks about the synagogue of Satan. The woman basically runs the whore and the kings of this earth and is the great city. And the great city with hermeneutics is where they crucified Christ, called Sodom in Egypt. It all fits like a glove, my friends. So somewhere, somehow, Jerusalem, Israel would be part of this, and they are very, very savvy with controlling governments of the world, right? You think about all these leaders that are Zionist shills, probably have been Epsteined in their honey traps with the cameras, including Trump. Make no mistake about it. We played a podcast or a video from True News where they're interviewing a woman who worked with Epstein. She said there's a camera in every room and Trump was there all the time. And Epstein told Trump, no, she is not for you. And the woman said, she didn't know if she was underage, but she sure looked young to her. So do they have dirt on Trump? Do they have dirt on RFK Jr., who's hung out with Epstein? The president from Argentina, who's a Zionist, who basically now is worshiping Sneerson, I think his religion, that Kabbalah religion. It's all right in front of you, my friends. But let's read Mark 13, verse 4. Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign when all these things shall be fulfilled? So it's like, in the end, for nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be earthquakes in diverse places. I wonder if this will be earthquake weapons, not necessarily on fault lines. And there shall be famines and troubles. These are the beginning of sorrows. Or I like to say birth pains, right? We need to go through birth pains to get born again. But take heed to yourself, for they shall deliver you up to councils in the synagogues. Ye shall be beaten, and ye shall be brought before rulers and kings for my sake, for the testimony against them. And the gospel must first be published among all nations. So you're going to be brought up to the rulers of this world. All right, number six, you're going to see the Antichrist, my friends. If you're a pre-trib rapture believer, you're going to see the Antichrist. The Antichrist is going to bring in the mark of the beast on this beast system. Make no mistake about it. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, now we beseech you, brethren, this is Paul talking to the church, saying, you didn't miss the second coming, you didn't miss the rapture, because you got to see the Antichrist first. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, rapture, that ye be not shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first. That's another sign. A falling away first of the church, and that the man of sin, the Antichrist, be revealed, the son of perdition. Revelation 19:20, and the beast was taken with him, the false prophet, that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into the lake of fire burning with brimstone. Folks, I pray that transhumanism Trump has his Saul moment, because we've been hard on him the last four or five podcasts, and probably about 10 podcasts as well. Do not be deceived. I mean, the last podcast I did, he said he is not a Christian. People have tried to tell me he said he is a Christian. I mean, no. Look at his facial expressions. I'm not a Christian. Good night, my friends. Don't be deceived. The guy that gave you 5G, that's a weapon system. Operation Warp Speed. A flip-flopper from the shekels. Given some shekels, flip-flops on the vaccines. I'm not buying him for 1 second, my friends. And I hope God gets a hold of him and shakes him. Puts him to his knees, my friends. So I think, personally, you're going to see a fake resurrection. We've talked a lot about Satan's trinity. AI is the fake omnipresent God, run by quantum computers that speak to other dimensions, right? 6G, 5G, fake Holy Ghost. And they're running these AI computers, these quantum computers with brain tissue. So that dream I had in 2008, I saw the Antichrist get hit with the spear of destiny, and they put his head on a quantum computer. I didn't know what a quantum computer was, but then he showed up around the world as a hologram, so worshiping the image. When this whole thing comes out, to me, this is the abomination of desolation. So I'm not believing this red heifer, you know, as this holy place, sitting in the temple of God, because the temple of God, we've talked about a couple times with Bible studies, the temple of God is you. So the abomination of desolation is when you're cut off. I wonder if they turn on this quantum realm, if they turn on this system, somehow hook you up into this abomination and cut off your daily sacrifice to Christ. You are to give yourself as a daily sacrifice to Christ. Now, will we see a little red heifer in a temple? We might. I'm not 100% buying that's the true abomination of desolation, my friends. All right, number seven, a falling away, obviously with persecution, tribulation. There'll be martyrs. Men's hearts were waxed cold. Again, you need to endure to the end. And a sister passage, there's Luke 21, Matthew 24, Mark 13. Mark 13 is interesting, but take heed yourselves, for they shall deliver you up to councils and to synagogues. Ye shall be beaten, and ye shall be brought before rulers and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them. Matthew 24, then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. So one says beaten, one says killed. And you could read the rest. Read Luke 21, Matthew 24, Mark 13. And some speculate Luke 21 is the are, you know, already happened, a lot of it in 70 AD. But if you really dive deeper into some of the words, it's like, when will all things be finished? So I think it parallels quite nicely. And again, when you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. That is you. This is going to be via technology and transhumanism. Make no mistake about it. All right, number eight, before the second coming, you're not getting raptured out of here. You're going to see things in the skies. Acts 2, verse 20, the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before that great and notable day of the Lord. We've covered some very, very odd things in the sky, but I think it's going to be so prominent. And that's why this UFO deception as well. Luke 21, and when ye shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, this fits Zechariah, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. Desolation, is this the abomination of desolation? Then let them which are in Judea to flee to the mountains, and let them which are in the midst of it depart out, and let not them that are in the countries enter thereinto. For these are the days of vengeance. So it's just interesting, the days, who's the vengeance against? That all things which are written may be fulfilled. This fits Zechariah that we just mentioned earlier, where Jerusalem's going to be surrounded. God is going to bring these armies in. Is it because of this Gaza genocide and other things? Then the Antichrist will come in and have this beast system, this 10-king system, probably the U.S., UK, maybe Germany, Western Europe have fallen for this one world government system to come up. These are the signs I'm looking for, my friends. And they shall fall by the sword, and they shall be led away captive into all nations, and Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles, and get this, until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. The times of the Gentiles to be fulfilled is that last day. Time's up. So who's in is in. Jews that come to Christ are in. Gentiles that come to Christ are in. Muslims that come to Christ are in. You're the chosen people, my friends. And then get this. And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. So Luke 21 is an end of days chapter as well. Maybe some earlier fulfillment, but it definitely is an end of days chapter. Personally, I think it's a post-trib rapture, my friends. Let's continue on signs above. Mark 13, sister passage to Luke 21. But in those days after the tribulation, after Christians are beheaded, the sun shall be darkened, the moon shall not give her life. It's Luke 21. And the stars of heaven shall fall, and the powers that are in heaven shall be shaken. And then they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. And then shall he send his angels and shall gather together his elect. Elect are Christians. He shall gather together his elect from the four winds of the uttermost part of the earth to the uttermost part of heaven. Thank you.